Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. The Garda Representative Association says disappointed the Justice Minister won't be attending its annual conference in Mayo next week. Helen McEntee has said it would not be appropriate. I'm joined by the Assistant General Secretary of the GRA, Tara McManus. Good morning to Tara.
Morning.
So Tara, can you outline for us the reason behind the disappointment and what has led to the Minister not turning up for the conference, please?
Well, I suppose this kind of started with the fact that last February our National Executive made a decision not to invite the Garda Commissioner to our conference. That would be, you know, an unprecedented move on behalf of the GRA. The Garda Commissioner has traditionally always attended our conference and addressed our delegates, and then delegates would have an opportunity then to, you know, engage in a question and answering session with the Commissioner. As a result of the ballot that we held last September, and that was a ballot of confidence where we had 99% of our members balloting in there to tell us that they didn't have confidence in the Garda Commissioner. Based on the result of that ballot, our National Executive made the decision not to invite the Garda Commissioner to our conference. However, we did invite the Minister for Justice, and we felt that our invitation to invite her was completely separate to our invitation, or sorry, to our decision not to invite the Commissioner. However, the Minister wrote to us on Tuesday evening to tell us but in a show of solidarity and support for the Garda Commissioner, she would not be attending our conference, which again is a first for us not to have the Minister for Justice present at conference. Now, we are very disappointed by this. We feel that the Minister, by her decision, is blurring the lines between politics and operational policing. And we feel that's kind of a dangerous territory to be in, to actually blur those lines. They should be two very separate entities. You know, politics and policing shouldn't really be you know, viewed in the same view. But we feel it's a missed opportunity, firstly for our delegates who would have liked the opportunity to actually address the Minister and to put various questions to her. But we also feel it's a missed opportunity for the Minister herself. She'll have to hear about all these issues third hand through the media. And she has long spoken about how important it is for parties to sit around the table and to engage in discussion in order to resolve issues. And, you know, we feel it's a bit disingenuous of the Minister now to actually not attend that conference and not actually afford us or our delegates that opportunity to actually engage in that discussion.
What sort of reaction are you getting within the rank and file of Gardaí in Wexford? What sort of feedback are you getting from this county to your organisation, the GRA?
They're very disappointed. I suppose some of them perhaps are not particularly surprised that this decision was made, but just disappointed. I mean, I see even on Facebook this morning, the Minister is out in support of National Slowdown Day and encouraging people, you know, to cooperate with local Gardaí, who obviously will be conducting checkpoints in order to, you know, to encourage people to slow down. So she is out engaging with guards, but it's disappointing that she's not going to come right to the conference that represents 11,000 members of Garda Síochána Conference and actually engage with us, you know, on those particular issues. So certainly at a local level, and indeed all around the country, our members and our reps are disappointed,
right,
and, you know, just annoyed that they're not getting that opportunity to actually speak to the Minister. We have a number of motions on our CLAR.
Can you talk to me about those motions? What's on the agenda for next week? What are the main motions, please?
So we've a lot of stuff coming up. We've things in relation to pensions. We have a lot of motions in relation to recruitment, and obviously that is primarily an issue for the government. The government are consistently failing to meet their recruitment targets, so that's an issue that will be addressed. We've issues in relation to training, in relation to suspensions, retention of our members, terms, conditions. So all the usual stuff you would expect to see there, but many of them motions are directly are directed at the Minister. You know, so conference will call on the Minister to engage in various different actions in order to progress these motions. So there's several of them there that actually are directed at the Minister herself, and she won't be in a position, and she won't have that opportunity to actually hear those motions.
And the reason behind not inviting Drew Harris to attend the conference in the first place, what was the main reason? The poll, or why did you decide not to invite the Commissioner?
Well, that boils down to the ballot of confidence that we had in the Commissioner last September, and the results of that will very much stand, and those particular results give us our mandate going forward. Our members spoke very clear and very loudly about how they felt about the Garda Commissioner, and we have to honour that decision and that ballot that was actually taken by our members.
Have you had any response from the minister? Did you ask her to have a rethink?
Well, certainly. I mean, we've been engaging with the media all day yesterday and indeed last night and again this morning. So we would continue to say to the minister that invitation still stands, and even at this stage we would very much welcome, if she was to change her mind and actually attend, she would be very welcome, and we would be delighted to have the opportunity to actually engage with her.
Thank you, Tara.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.